One of the best descriptions of punctuation comes in a book entitled The Fiction Editor, The Novel and the Novelist by Thomas McCormack. He says the purpose of punctuation is, quote, to tango the reader into the pauses, inflections, continuities and connections that the spoken line would convey. Punctuation, he writes, is a means, and its end is helping the reader to hear, to follow. And here's a funny thing. If all these high moral arguments have had no effect, just remember that ignorance of punctuation can have rather large practical repercussions in the real world. In February 2003, a Cambridge politics lecturer named Glenn Rangwala received a copy of the British government's most recent dossier on Iraq. He quickly recognised in it the wholesale copying of a 12-year-old thesis by American doctoral student Ibrahim al-Marashi, reproduced, he wrote, word for word, misplaced comma for misplaced comma. Oh yes, Rangwala noticed there were some changes to the original, such as the word terrorists, substituted for opposition groups, but otherwise much of it was identical. In publishing his findings, he wrote, even the typographical errors and anomalous uses of grammar are incorporated into the Downing Street document. For example, Marashi had written, Saddam appointed, comma, Sabir Abdulaziz al-Duri as head. Note the misplaced comma. The UK officials who used Marashi's text hadn't. Thus, on page 13, the British dossier incorporates the same misplaced comma. So, we ignore the rules of punctuation at our political peril as well as to our moral detriment. Who would have thought a British government would be rumbled on a comma, and a yobs comma at that? Doesn't it feel good to know this, though? It does. It really does. Eats, Shoots and Leaves was written and read by Lynn Truss.